The Minor Birds mit Semantics auf Flux FM, 15 Uhr und 17 Minuten. Ihr hört die Morning Show am Nachmittag. Heute Abend spielt die Band um Laura Byrne auf der Bühne des Badeschiffs und schon jetzt ist Laura bei mir im Studio. Wir quatschen über die neue, bereits dritte LP der Künstlerin, die diesmal nicht mit dem von den Shins bekannten Richard Swift, sondern mit Bradley Annan Carter aufgenommen wurde. Wir sprechen über das Touren durch Südafrika und die USA als Inspirationsquelle. Wir finden heraus, warum Laura so gerne Genregrenzen überschreitet und wir quatschen noch vieles, vieles mehr. Ich sag erstmal hello and welcome, Laura.
Hi, thanks for having me.
No problem, how are you doing today?
Great, I always love being in Berlin.
Cool, cool, cool. So you've just arrived or did you have a few days off in between?
We had yesterday off, which was really nice. And We ended up taking a long trip with an accidental stop in Brussels because I missed our train for us.
Uh-huh.
So we got to explore Brussels. And we got in like 4:30 in the morning Sunday and had all day yesterday. But we actually were here in Berlin in November working on mixes for this record.
Oh, yeah. Really? That's great.
Yeah, so Berlin...
The circle is kind of like, it's finished, it's done, the album is out since
exactly.
Friday. How does that feel? I mean, it's always good after such a long time of working on an LP to finally release it in the true sense of the word, right?
Yeah, it feels surreal in some ways, you know, it feels like it's been out forever.
Yeah.
But, you know, it took a good year of writing and almost a year and a half of recording and mixing, so to finally be out there and be able to share it is great.
Yeah, and you've been touring endlessly to get inspiration for that record. You toured the US like twice, like the complete United States. Then you went to the UK as well, and you've toured South Africa, I think as a solo artist.
Yes.
How important was that for the record, just to tour endlessly and get inspirations?
Yeah, I felt totally lost. So it seemed like, why not get more lost? And through that process, yeah, I made a lot of friends and just, you know, you hear people's stories, which end up being very similar to your own, and then you get to write about it, so it's great.
Cool. I've found out that you recorded your first two records with Richard Swift. Now we know and love Richard Swift because we play the Shins all the time, and he's such a talented producer, right?
Yeah.
This time you've worked with another talented man. He's in the studio right now, and his name is Bradley Annan Carter, and he's in a live band with you now. How did you guys find together, and why did you work with Bradley this time?
We met through a mutual friend. A friend of mine was doing publicity for his band back in LA, and I was there for rehearsals. I played
Black
with
Black English, right?
His band Black English, yeah. And I was in LA doing rehearsals with the Postal Service, who I toured with a few years ago. And we just started talking, and we ended up doing a cover of Leonard Cohen's Suzanne, which is one of my favorite songs ever. And I just really loved the production of his record, and I found out that he produced it, which is how I worked with Richard Swift. I love his records and found out that he produced it, so that's why we worked together. And I just felt like what I wanted the record to sound like, Bradley would make it perfect, and he really outdid it even himself.
And he seems to be in love with your music as well, otherwise he wouldn't follow you as a tour member, right?
Because
I mean, a normal producer would be like, yeah, the record's finished, I hope it's successful so I make a lot of money out of it.
Well, his vocals are all over the record. So it's kind of, his voice is unmistakable, so you can't really replace that. So I just sort of pleaded. I said, please, could you please come? Because I can't find another voice like that. So thankfully he's here.
Cool. In an interview that I've read, you said that consistency is overrated. You do seem to love crossing genre boundaries a lot. Now, why do you think don't more artists dare to try out something else, especially nowadays? Because I think we live in times where even with the most consistent back catalog, it's not sure that you're going to make it or that your fourth record is going to be your breakthrough record and everybody's going to love you for doing the same shit over and over again.
Very true.
You know? Why don't more artists nowadays dare to try out something new?
I don't know. I'm always impressed by some artists who seem to like get their sound right off the bat. Like Beach House is an amazing band.
Yeah.
And I think that they've consistently made beautiful records that sound like Beach House records. And that's not my forte, unfortunately. So you just work with what you have. I've always been inspired by like David Bowie or Beck or artists who are willing to do totally different things.
PJ Harvey,
yeah,
right?
I love PJ Harvey. Yeah. She's one of my favorites.
You described it as an artist, or Bjork or PJ Harvey as artists who use their voice as canvases. And well, one will see which colors they're going to use this time.
Exactly,
right?
And maybe toilet, maybe watercolor one, and maybe oils, or maybe like spray paint. Who knows? That's what I love about
it. Maybe it's just going to be a black and white painting without any color in
there.
Exactly. Yeah, that's interesting stuff. And I would really love that if people would dare to try out new things. even more, because I think the listener is much more appreciative of that than the executives in the record company think. You know, they'd be like, no, you have to do it like AC/DC. write the same song like 800 times and just...
But people love AC/DC they're consistent. Yeah. So, you know, everybody's got their thing.
Yeah, that's true. Let's not talk bad about record executives all the time. I mean, that's lame too, kind of. Let's listen to another song. All your new record lovers know. Am Freitag ist das Ding erschienen, das dritte Album von den Minor Birds. Und davon hier nochmal Shake Your Head. Yes. Dann quatschen wir noch ein bisschen weiter und wir verlosen Tickets für die Show heute Abend im Badeschiff. The Minor Birds mit Shake Your Head. Yes, ein weiterer Auszug aus dem am vergangenen Freitag erschienenen Album Lovers Know. Heute Abend spielt die Band im Badeschiff. Und im Vorprogramm übrigens Pause Applause, eine Kapelle, die wir auch schon im Programm hatten. Bei mir im Studio immer noch Laura Byrne. Im Hintergrund sitzt Bradley Hannon Carter, der die Platte produziert hat. Den werden wir gleich auch noch Bass spielen hören in der Live-Performance von den Minor Birds. When the Minor Birds were born, you kind of moved to Omaha and kind of like started working with Saddle Creek. How important was that for you as an artist and your music, and how did that shape the things that were to come?
Well, I was lucky enough to work with Saddle Creek when I was living in D.C. I had a band called Georgie James.
Yeah.
And so that's how they put out Saddle Creek put out the Georgie James record.
Mm-hmm.
And I ended up moving to Omaha because there's just some really amazing people there. We toured with the band The Good Life. I'm not sure if you're, and you know, like the whole Saddle Creek roster, a lot of them are still in Omaha.
Yeah.
So it's this really amazing creative.
You've toured with Connor, obviously, right?
Yeah, I toured with Bright Eyes and... played solo shows with Connor and, you know, it's just like a really great creative environment where everybody just supports each other. Even though many different people are making different types of music, it's like, oh, let's work together, you know?
Yeah, that's what I always feel when I think about the Saddle Creek family, that you can basically go see Connor or go some of the other band's members and just be like, oh, listen to my demos. Don't you want to join me for a guitar solo or what do you think of it? And there's not going to be too much ego and hate involved, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And even when I did the last Minor Birds record called Generals, it was like full of a lot of stomps and claps and stuff. And I went to my friends in Omaha, Tilly and the Wall, and they have tap dancing and they use these boxes that they stomp on. And these stomp boxes. And so I asked them if they would mind, if they would be offended if I kind of used this idea and incorporated it in my shows. And they're like, no, we'll help you build them.
Oh, sweet. See, that's what I'm talking about.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, that's how it should work, actually, people out there. As a musician who loves different genres of music and who hops from one to another, which genre is your next record going to be? Are you going to do a reggae album or something like that?
You know, maybe. It's really funny. I was up in Scotland just before this, and I thought, maybe I'll do something that's totally symphonic and orchestral and just really beautiful and lush, lots of strings. And then I thought, as I'm here in Berlin, I'm thinking, maybe I should do a dance
maybe
record.
Maybe minimal techno.
Yeah. So maybe it's going to be symphonic minimal techno, which doesn't make any sense, but
we'll see. That's an oxymoron. That doesn't make any sense. Symphonic minimal techno, it doesn't exist.
Hey, just give me a couple years.
Maybe she'll invent it, and then you'll see people out there. So you want to play me a little live song? Bradley has brought his Fender bass guitar with him. And he's looking good.
All right.
With it strapped around his body. So you're going to play me a song live, and then we're going to give away some tickets.
Great.
For tonight's show. Which song are we going to be listening to?
We are going to play Wildfire. And this is on this Casio keyboard that we actually used for Shake Your Head Yes, to record.
Cool.
So we're going to try to do a real stripped down version of this right here in the studio for you.
Funky beats of Flux FM.
In us, I light a candle. to chase it all away. I still believe in the choirs in the sky, singing fire, 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 fire. We are a wildfire.
Thanks a lot. That was great. I mean, the fills, the Casio fills.
I was just doing that live.
I love them. I really love them. Wer sich das Ganze heute Abend noch reinziehen möchte, are you going to play with even more people on the station or is it just going to be you two?
It's a four-piece. It's a full band. Full big band show. It's going to be huge.
It's going to be symphonic.
And then we're going to jump in the pool afterwards. So I hope everyone will join us.
Symphonic, hot minimal as hell. Techno.
And swimming.
So after school, I take a dip in the pool. Wer vorbeigehen möchte heute am Badeschiff und wer The Minor Birds sehen möchte, zusammen mit Pause Applause, der kann mich jetzt anrufen. Wir haben noch Tickets übrig, die wir verlosen dürfen. 030 2000 9000. Berlin 2000 9000 ist die Nummer zum Glück. Ruft jetzt an für Tickets für The Minor Birds heute Abend am Badeschiff. Thanks a lot to the both of you again and I hope we'll meet again soon. Maybe if you're gonna come back for another leg of the tour or something.
Hopefully later this fall or in the spring, yeah.
Yeah, let's do more.
Anytime we can come back to Berlin, we'd love to be here.
Cool, yeah. You know where we are. You're already re-invited. Just jump into the studio. Like, hi, here we are.
Only when you get that water slide installed.
We will. Bye-bye. Yeah.